Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Namasmarana is an instrument to realize the Lord. Tyagaraja started the Namajapa of Sri Rama in his 20th year. He recited it 96 crores of times and took 21 years and 15 days for the vow to be finished. As a result, he had the darshana of Sri Rama. The letters of the name taken shape, he says. The name signifies the quality of the Lord, His guna, and so constant contemplation arouses the same guna in the reciter. For Namasmarana, no expense is involved, no materials are needed. There is no special place and time to be provided. No qualification of scholarship or caste or gender has to be proved. When a bit of iron is rubbed to and fro on a slab of stone, heat is generated. Only the rubbing has to be vigorous and continuous. When you do so at intervals with poor pressure, the iron will not get hot. So too, in order to get sufficient heat to melt the soft heart of the Lord, rub the name Ram, Ram, Ram vigorously and unintermittently. Then the Lord will shower His grace.
Dear listeners, till now we listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 63rd name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Apad Bandhavaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Apad is something which falls upon us suddenly, or something which suddenly we walk into. Baba has declared that Bhakta Rakshana is his task, and so there are countless instances of his saving Bhaktas from various types of sudden calamities and accidents. Sri T. Chidambaragya, an old advocate of Anantapur, fell from a running train near Arkonam, but he was saved. Sri Rama Murthy's wife screamed at Akiripalli, 300 miles away, when her sari caught fire. But Sri Rama Murthy called out in a spirit of surrender, Swami, and Baba saw to it that the fire did not hurt. Cars overturn and are smashed, but inmates who call on him are safe. Children fall from top floors, but they sit up unhurt. Baba is present to soften the fall everywhere. A devotee was about to cross a double railway track when a goods train was coming along the other track, but just then he heard Baba's voice in Telugu. Here, have you any sense? He took back the step he had taken forward and was saved. Charles Penn in the US saw petrol splashing on the windscreen of his plane when he was 1500 feet high, but he saw Baba beside him in the cockpit, and so he did not lose his nerve. He quietly brought the plane down to earth. Baba is the bandhu, the friend and guide, the guardian and God, everywhere at all times. Baba saves sadhakas from spiritual downfall through attacks of egoism or sheer despair. He is their constant guide and counselor, besides being their goal, the consummation of all sadhanas. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 63rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apad Bandhavaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Apad Bandhavaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who in our calamities comes to our help like a close relative. 20th of June 1959, Baba's body temperature suddenly rose up to 104.5 degrees and came down to normal only after 5 minutes. Only then the devotees heaved a sigh of relief. But no one knew the reason for the sudden rise in the temperature. In the night, when Baba was at dinner on the first floor in the moonlight, he told a young man from Madras, now Chennai, "Ask your mother to be careful with fire. Give her the assurance that I will be always with her. Tell her that she will have no harm at any time." Those around Baba could not control their anxiety to know more about the incident. Baba explained, his mother had lit a number of lamps in the puja room. When she got up, the sari caught fire. I went there to put out the fire. Out of shock, the young man telephoned to his mother at Chennai to inquire about the incident. She confirmed to her son that her sari had indeed caught fire during puja and that she was saved miraculously without any injury. She was afraid if Baba had any burns on his hands. Baba had told the young man, "No, no, how can fire harm me? There was merely an increase in temperature." Yes, Sai is the savior of those in danger. Why fear when I am here? Put all your faith in me. I shall guide you and guard you, says Baba. When calamity strikes, Bhagwan takes care of us even more than a close relative would. So, for all his devotees, he is Apad Bandhava. Those who have total faith in God surrender themselves completely to Him. According to their past karma, they have to encounter calamities, but at that time, God rushes to help and rescue them.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 63rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottari Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apad Bandhavaya Namaha. The 64th name is
Om Sri Sai Prematmane Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. If you want to characterize me, you can best do so by calling me Prema Swarupa, says Baba. He is Prema Swarupa or Prematma, that is to say, the embodiment of Prema or love. His love is for all who suffer and starve, all who strive and struggle, all who are simple and sweet, all who are sages and saints. He says, quote, "Bring me your burdens and take from me joy and contentment," unquote. He cannot bear his children standing in the sun or rain, writhing in hunger or pain. Baba says, quote, "The mother will bear all the burden of pregnancy and all the strain of delivery, but she will not wish ill for the child that gives her all that strain. So too, I will bear all the burdens you place on me, all the bother you give. I can only wish you well and bless you, however ill you behave," unquote. His very assumption of the Satya Sai form and his acceptance of his mission of compassion are proofs of his prema. He sees us through and through. He reads our past, knows our present, and is aware of our future. Yes, of every one of us. He knows every strand that binds us to the world around us. He knows every strand that binds us to the world around us, forbidding us to rise Godwards. He knows every strand that binds us to the world around us, forbidding us to rise Godwards. But yet, it draws us near, fondles us, fosters us, makes us feel free, full, friendly, and fearless. That is the measure of His love. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 64th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottari Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Prematmane Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Prematmane Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, whose inner reality is only love. Swami says, quote, "I am pure love. I only give bliss. And through this bliss, you get love," unquote. Innumerable devotees the world over have experienced Bhagwan's love. it has also been scientifically proved that he constantly showers love. In July 1976, a scientist named Dr. Frank Baranowski photographed Swami with a Curlian camera. This is a special camera which can capture the aura that surrounds living beings. Dr. Baranowski had conducted a lot of research on this topic and had photographed many people from different fields and stratas of society in order to study their auras. When he observed Swami's photographs, he was stunned because he had never ever come across such an aura, which was white, blue and pink in color, with streaks of gold and silver. These colors represent pure, concentrated love. On 23rd of November 1990, Bhagwan's 65th birthday, Swami laid the foundation stone of a super speciality hospital at Puttaparthi. The estimated cost of this hospital was 100 crores of rupees or $15 million. In the Hillview Stadium on his 65th birthday, amidst lakhs of devotees, the Divine announced, quote, "This hospital will be operational from 22nd November next year," unquote. For the next 7 months, there were no signs of construction. To the pleasant surprise of one and all, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, also known as Super Speciality Hospital, was built in a span of mere 5 months. Not only that, it was inaugurated on 22nd of November 1991 and 4 cardiac surgeries were successfully performed on the same day, just as Bhagwan had announced 1 year earlier. Surgeries that would cost lakhs of rupees otherwise are done here free of cost. That is the speciality of the super speciality hospital set up by Swami. Swami's love is expansive beyond our imagination. The second super speciality hospital established in Whitefield, Bangalore, is a tiny proof of that. This hospital is mistaken for a palace more often than not, with its regal construction and majestic structure. "This hospital must look like Buckingham Palace," was the divine command. True to that, this hospital was built with 300 crore rupees or $45 million, following the divine instructions and guidelines at every step. The technology and machinery used in this hospital are of international standards. The doctors, surgeons and technicians of this hospital are the best in their respective fields and are chosen from all over the world. Following the footsteps of its procedure, the super speciality hospital in Bangalore too does not charge even a rupee from the patients. Everyone who walks in is overwhelmed by the commitment of the doctors, the care shown by the nursing staff and the love showered by the sevadals working here. These hospitals are stellar examples of Swami's love and concern for humanity. Thousands of people of different religions, castes and regions got benefited from these hospitals till date. Baba established these hospitals to set an ideal to the world on how a medical institution has to be. Quote, "A hospital must not have a sick feeling but built beautifully. It must be managed efficiently and the medical care must be provided with love and concern," unquote. Sant Tukaram says, "Love is a gift from God. It removes body consciousness and unites us with God."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 64th name of the Lord. in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Prematmane Namaha. With this we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.